I'm back for another episode, the second one of the year, even though we're nearly in the second month of the year. So that's a very interesting thing that I have just recently discovered. So this episode is going to be a catch-up episode, which is strange because a lot has happened, yet I have been hiding from the world. I also apologize for any unnecessary background noise. My neighbors decided to start playing music just as I sat down to record. So there's that. Anyway, today's episode is a catch-up episode because I have missed three weeks of episode uploads. I haven't Instagrammed anything since I don't know when, and I have been, like I say, hiding from the world just because I was ready for this year to begin, but once it began I was lost and have not been found since. So this is what has been happening. Let's first start at the beginning so that we can get to where we are. And I, as I said in the previous episode, have not been feeling it. I have not been ready to live this year to its fullest. And that is sad because I was very happy for this year to begin and cut off from the old. But I haven't been beating myself up about it. I've just been trying to recharge. And it's almost like if you imagine your phone, and by the end of last year, I was on that last 15% critical immediately charge your phone kind of energy level. And over the new year, I managed to get up to like 30%, and it's like, you can survive, but you know you're gonna need to recharge. And that percentage drained so quickly, I'm back into critical mode and I haven't had time to recharge. So I have 2 days of a weekend, which gets me from like 15% to like 20, and then the week just drains me again and I do it all over. So I haven't had time to fully unplug and just rest, and that is annoying me because I even took a day off of work, but I ended up running around with my baby sister to help her get her applications in at various universities. I also got my second dose of the vaccine, so I am fully vaccinated. I know I need to go in for whenever the booster is available for me, but I got fully vaccinated and that also drains you. I had been prepping by taking vitamins and making sure I'm at my optimum health to get vaccinated for the second dose. So there's that. But that's still draining and I'm still exhausted and I still haven't rested. So I'm tired, I'm exhausted, but that is where I am at. So, highlights of what's been going on. Surprise, surprise, not much. What have I been doing? Clearly not much for this year. I have been slacking in every sense of the word. I have been eating better because I'm trying to look good for the wedding I'm going to in Feb. We all know this. So I've been eating much healthier and trying to move a bit more. So that's been going well. But furthermore, everything else has just tanked. Literally, like, I haven't been journaling. I haven't been using my diary, which I was excited for. I haven't been doing the most. Like, I've literally been doing the bare minimum. And I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing, which is typical because I'm just trying to escape and relax and live in an ideal world, which we do not. But that is just it. But yeah, I will also say last weekend, the weekend of the 22nd of Jan, they literally dug up the front of our yard. Like in the street, they dug up like one half of our driveway because the electricity box near our house blew because the temperatures were so high. And all the others in the area were systematically blowing as well. So while we were sitting Saturday, living our best life, it blew. And we were without electricity for hours. It came on in the early hours of the morning because they had to send an emergency crew to fix it. And then it went out the Sunday again. So we left to go eat lunch. But it was insanity. So between the electricity blowing, my lack of energy, having to take a day off to do things, not fun. I'm not happy. But I do plan on fixing that. Oh, also, update. hence the catch up. I did get paid a bonus. It was better than I expected, so yay for that. But I'm still gonna try and find another job. That is definitely something I need to do. But I think I will update you more on that later, because I have a plan that I need to put into motion. But I'll definitely speak on that later, and any tips and tricks I can find, I will definitely share. Because in today's economy, you cannot just leave a job and think you're going to pick up another one the next day. That's not how life works, but it is what it is. So we'll see. But I'm very excited to try and find something else and move on with my life. Yeah, I can't think of anything else to update you on, because my life can be very boring at times, especially if there's a lull in what I'm doing. But family-wise, my brother's recovered from his surgery. He's doing well. He's back at work. They actually are planning on having him come into the office 3 days a week and then work from home 2 days a week. So we'll see how we all deal with that. My sister's still busy applying to universities and things, so we'll see how that goes. I'm gonna start looking for work. So it's an exciting year, and my mom's got a whole bunch of home improvements she's planning, which is always fun because we always try and do it on a dime and do it ourselves in whatever circumstance we can, because the pantry cupboard we have in the kitchen was actually going to go to my cousin as a cupboard for their baby, but they actually were gifted something else. So we decided, okay, cool, we're gonna keep it. And we turned it into a pantry cupboard. So we had shelves put in, new handles put on it, and it looks incredible in our kitchen. So we also don't mind buying secondhand furniture, which is lovely. So there's that. And I think it is really, really amazing, because secondhand things are just as good as brand new. Some stuff I'm iffy on, I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, secondhand is cool. I say that as I look at my secondhand shelf and switch. So secondhand is cool. I've got no issues with that. But yeah, that is all I can think to update you on. I will be uploading 2 episodes a week for the next 3 weeks, just to catch up on the 3 that I've missed. I have had incredible ideas for them and I didn't want them to go to waste. Plus, I think uploading and editing and having to do twice as much work in a week is going to get me back in the zone, because I truly do love it. I've had my scripts and my ideas ready. I just haven't sat down to record it. So doing this will definitely kick me back up. So I will see you in the next episode. It's going to be the New Year's part 2. This catch up is just in between. But yeah, that is what it is. And I will see you. Okay. Love you. Bye.